I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. There's nothing special about money. For all the poverty he practiced and the Stoic philosophy he wrote, clearly there was some part of Seneca that was dazzled by money. Even though he was born into a wealthy family, he wanted more and more of it. That's what drew him into Nero's service, where he accumulated a net worth of millions and millions of dollars. So too with Cicero, who was born to a less prestigious family, but still strove for fame and fortune. Although Cicero refused to take bribes as a politician, he had no problems marrying rich or accepting large gifts from benefactors. What's striking, though, about these two men's lives is that while they eventually achieved their grand ambitions, accumulating much fame and fortune, they, with time, came to be disillusioned by it all. Both Cicero and Seneca died in exile. Both of them had much of their wealth confiscated. Both of them came to despise the corruption and evil and excesses of their time. They had played the game for a long time, wanting to be part of the in crowd, wanting to be liked, doing what they needed to fight for their spot, and then only slowly realized that the game had been playing them the whole time, and in fact that the people they wanted to be accepted by were actually awful and possibly evil. In a way, their story mirrors a realization that Hemingway captured in one of his stories about his friend F. Scott Fitzgerald. The rich were dull and they drank too much, he said, or they played too much backgammon. They were dull and they were repetitious. He remembered poor Scott Fitzgerald and his romantic awe of them and how he had started a story once that began, "The very rich are different from you and me," and how someone had said to Scott, "Yes, they have more money." But that was not humorous to Scott. He thought they were a special, glamorous race, and when he found out they weren't, it wrecked him as much as any other thing that wrecked him. So it went for Cicero and Seneca, and so it will go for you. You should not need to learn that money is worthless and does not make you more worthwhile as a person by experience. You can see that right now from history. You should not tie your fantasies up in fancy things or exotic trips. You should not trade too much of your most precious asset in the world, your time, for an incredibly common and infinite thing, dollars. There's nothing special about money or being rich or being important. Realize that now, before it's too late. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. I've been raving about today's sponsor for a while now, Magic Spoon Cereal, and I thought I loved Magic Spoon. And yesterday, I got in the mail their new flavor, Birthday Cake, and it is far and away my favorite. And let me tell you, this box is not going to be here much longer. So I love Magic Spoon Cereal. Can't recommend it enough. They're sponsoring the show because I love it a lot. So check it out, magicspooncereal.com, code DAILYSTOIC. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.